TT Book producer Charles Monroe Kane comes from a car racing background. His uncle Butch was a professional drag racer. He and Charles's father, Pat Kane, grew up racing hot rods on the back roads of rural Ohio. Charles was surrounded by car racing stories, but one in particular he'll never forget.
Where I grew up, driving was about speed. Teenage boys drove too fast. They peeled out, they raced, and girls loved it. That's what we did for fun. So it was a big deal for me to finally come of age and get my license. My older sister Patty was already driving. And my older brother Joe, he had a car, and I couldn't wait to join him. But a few days before I was to get my permit, my father took me for a drive and told me a story.
This all happened when I was a teenager. So my take on speed is not as romantic as some of the race car circuits would have you think. I was definitely at fault. Had a hot temper as a teenager. Had just argued with my girlfriend at the time. Was out racing at high speeds across the road. And decided to show off and go through a yellow light intersection. And too high of a speed, lost control of my vehicle. And ran head on into a family sitting there waiting at the light. And fortunately, I survived.
My dad didn't say anything else. We just sat there for a minute or two while he let it all sink in. What happened next, I wondered. Did he get hurt? Did he kill anybody? After a while, he slowly reached into his wallet and took out a piece of paper. It was a letter from the mother of the family he hit. It was all folded up, old, yellowed, about 4 or 5 inches long. My dad unfolded it and read it to me.
Hello, Pat. Your sister and dad are here. We had a nice long chat. I hope you are feeling better. I am. My face will be good as new, and so will the leg and arm, so don't worry about anything. And get well soon. I hear we are almost neighbors, so we finally met. I'm praying for you every day. Come and see us when you get better. Love, then she signed it.
That was it. He didn't say anything else, and I didn't ask any questions. That was 22 years ago, and this is the first time we've ever talked about it. Did you ever visit the family that you hit?
No, I'm ashamed to admit that I never did. I never knew the woman before, never seen her, never seen her since, but she made quite an impact just writing that note. Needless to say, I've carried it for 43 years, and will continue, I guess.
You know, it's interesting to me because I remember that note. And when I was going to talk to you about it, I called Joe and Patty up and asked them if they remember the note. And wow, they really remember the note. And everybody remembers it and has such a lasting impact. What do you think of the legacy of the note?
Well, I find it hard to believe it does have a lasting impact like that. When you read it and you walk away from the person you read it to, you think, did it mean anything or didn't it? I'd like to think it does, but I still really don't believe it does make a real impact.
Dad, when I was 15, I remember you pulling out that clipping and reading it to me, and I was completely intimidated by that. And I never got my license till I was 30. And I think one of the reasons I didn't get my license as a teenager and was because of what happened. Is that what you wanted?
Yes, I have read that note to various other relatives and friends as they were teenagers and either had gotten their license or was in the process of getting it. And I figured a little scare never hurt anybody, at least make you aware when you are driving, you're driving a dangerous machine that can alter your life and others at the same time.
As you know, I have a son now, your grandson, and he's pretty young. Are you going to tell Odin in 15 years? Are you going to read him that note? Are you going to share with him this story?
Yeah, I hope I'm around to read it to him in 15 years, but I certainly would. And if I'm not, I'll make sure the note survives. If I don't,
I assume the girlfriend you were mad at the time was Mom.
Yes, I went on to marry her, so there is a happy ending to it all.
That's good. That's good to have a happy ending.
We produced 3 children, and so things went well. I was fortunate. I had a couple of friends in high school that weren't as fortunate as I. They died as a result of high speed.
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for keeping the note. I really respect that.
Okay.
Well, have a nice day. Say hi to Mom.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Kane lives in Leavittsburg, Ohio. His son, Charles Monroe Kane, is a producer here at To the Best of Our Knowledge.